Good morning, and welcome to A Healthier You. I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Fawn. And this morning, as usual, we're going to talk about ways of making you healthier. Good morning, Fawn.
Good morning.
Nice day today, isn't it?
Oh, it was beautiful coming in. Mount Timpanogos looks so pretty with the sun shining on it. It was lovely.
You know, it's a nice day to get out and get some exercise. You know, and exercise is so important to our health, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Bike riding and walking and jogging and
skiing. And
that's true.
We've been having a lot of fun skiing lately. It's nice to have warm weather in the valleys and nice cold conditions up in the mountains. Well, it's not really cold up in the mountains, but there's plenty of snow.
At least the snow is still there. That's true.
Well, we ought to mention our sponsor and then get into our program.
The sponsors are the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State and Orm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And do you know what, David? They're having case lot sales right now on a few items like Rice Dream. Everybody's looking for Rice Dream. If they can't use a soy milk or something else, they come in and try the Rice Dream because it's made out of rice. We've got cases of that and at a really good price. I'm not sure what the price is. Jeff didn't give me the information. But we have cases of Rice Dream that we're trying to get out to the public at a really good price if that's what they're looking for. And also, there's a fun little product there that we've been liking to use in our house. At least little Ginger likes it, I think, the best, and that's shredded spoonfuls. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Those are so tasty and yummy as a cold cereal. You can put your Rice Dream over them. And it's kind of a fun breakfast treat.
It's interesting. They do have a lot of nice breakfast cereals there that meet the requirements of a health food store. You know, they don't have preservatives and added chemicals and sugar and things like this. Interesting, Kellogg's came out with a line to counter what's in the health food stores. Their Nutri-Grain.
Right.
Interesting, when they first came out with it, it looked like a pretty good product. And since it's been out, they've started adding sugar and a lot of other things to it that
They
didn't have at the beginning, which goes to show that people's tastes are really corrupted, because I thought the Nutri-Grain tasted great.
I thought so, too.
And I think it's way too sweet now. Interesting.
But anyway, go try the Shredded Spoonfuls. They're fun little cereal.
Yeah, and speaking of Ginger.
Yes. What did she do now?
Oh, no, not what she did, just the name Ginger.
Oh.
They have the most delicious ginger snaps. Not snaps, but just these ginger cookies.
They are good. They're kind of a big cookie.
They're called a no cookie cookie, or what are those called?
Something like that.
Something like that. Oh, wow. I've never tasted such a good ginger cookie.
I like the oatmeal one.
Good, strong ginger taste to it. Yeah. But anyway, there's a lot of neat things at the herb shop.
You know, if you don't go into a health food store and try something new every time you go in, then you're really missing the fun of being in a health food store.
Granted, there are some things in health food stores that really don't taste very good.
That's true.
And when we find them, we don't order them anymore.
That's right.
That's what's nice about the herb shop. They don't carry just everything that's put out by the health industry. We're very selective at both stores. If they don't taste good, you know, and they don't have the right ingredients and quality and such, we drop them. And so other stores may have bigger selections. But then again, you're taking a chance to get in something that really might taste pretty darn bad.
And there's a lot of stuff that tastes like cardboard, you know, in the cracker lines and stuff. And so we try to be really selective and just get the ones that have kind of a good flavor to them that people will enjoy.
Good ingredients and good flavor. Yeah, because right. Natural food should taste good. And if they don't, then somebody's doing something wrong.
That's right.
So get your good-tasting natural foods at both locations, 160 South State in Orm and 188 South Main in Springville. Today we're going to talk about nerves.
Oh, am I looking kind of nervous?
No, you never look kind of nervous.
My nerves are never shot around our house, huh?
Right. I think what brought this subject on was an article that appeared in the Herald on Sunday.
It was a frightening article, if you ask me. It just scared the pants off of me.
Frightening to us, but I think some people might have looked at that and gone, oh, gee, there's a solution to my problem, which is really frightening.
That's scary.
That anyone would think that would be the solution to their problem. And if you're wondering which one we're talking about, it was front page lifestyle section. And basically it was had to do with a story about a therapist. Clinical therapist, right?
Well,
psychologist.
One of them was, mm-hmm. And then the other one was just this other lady who wasn't a psychiatrist.
And what did you get out of this article?
Well, what I got out of this is that this lady who's had severe depression for so long. Well, what scares me is that she's had depression, and she's gone through the drug treatments, and we know from having Ann Tracy on the program the side effects of the depression drugs.
And what she was saying was her problems that this electroshock therapy cleared up sounds just like the reactions of these drugs.
That's exactly what I was going to say, David, if you just give me a chance here. But what she's saying, she went through this depression, she tried these depression drugs, then she says, oh, I'm having all of these, you know, I'm feeling all of these suicidal tendencies, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that, which is directly related to the depression drugs, directly, side effects of these depression drugs. So in order to counter the depression drug side effects, she goes in for electric shock therapy. That scares me. That is really a frightening thing. And what's interesting, it says in the newspaper, it says, yet for reasons that have eluded scientists for 60 years, there remains no faster, safer, can you imagine they say the word safer, way to yank people out of deadly depression than by placing electrodes on their temples and zapping their brains with enough electricity to trigger convulsions. That is frightening to me. That is barbaric.
Yeah, and I believe they think it's safer today because in the past, 40% of all patients that underwent electroshock therapy got broken bones for their effort.
That's right. They did because they had went into convulsions.
Such strong convulsions, yeah. And so I guess, what do they have to give in order to...
You know, this is in the second page of the article. It just scares the living daylights out of me. It says, inside the ECT suite, this lady... had an IV needle put into her arm, and they attached a blood pressure cuff and oxygen and heart monitors. The doctor positioned electrodes on either side of her head, 1 inch up from the halfway point between the eye and the ear, and then they put her on a fast-acting barbiturate to put her to sleep. Then it says, after placing a bite block in her mouth and an oxygen mask over her face, he gave her a powerful muscle relaxant to immobilize her during the seizure so that her body wouldn't do anything. He also took over her breathing since her diaphragm would be paralyzed by the drug. All this preparation, I mean, I wouldn't go through, it just scares me. I don't know how to handle this. This just scares me that this is even happening in this day and age.
Even the...
They're shutting down her whole body so they can zap her brain and hopefully keep her alive enough to bring her back again.
And what's scary is they're doing all these things because of what the therapy does. In the past, they didn't do any of those things. And they talk about 40%
That's
bone
right.
breakage. There's probably quite a bit more side effects than that. But that still, even though they've made it safer...
By shutting down your body systems.
Shutting down your body systems, that still doesn't discount the fact of the damage that the therapy does.
It's frightening.
And you know, and the reason ECT works, and the reason we say ECT, that's what they call it now. They don't like the word shock therapy, so they call it electroconvulsive therapy. Is
that's
that
right.
what it is? Yeah, ECT. It's the same thing.
They're,
I mean,
they're producing convulsions
yeah,
in you.
Right. They're shocking you to produce a convulsion. And basically what ECT does, it damages your brain. And that's why it works.
That's exactly right. It says, what's interesting, it says 60,000 Americans will undergo a total of 1 million ECT sessions. Nearly all will get better, at least for a while. At least for a while. Then what happens?
Then you have to go through and destroy their brain cells again.
Right? Oh, it's frightening.
Which is amazing to me. That shows you right there that you can destroy brain cells and they'll regenerate. Otherwise, you know, they would only have to do the ECT once.
That's right.
But they destroy those brain cells, and then unfortunately for them, they grow back again. So they have to zap them again. And so that right there shows that these nerve cells regenerate. You know, they used to say that nerve cells never regenerate. I don't know how they could say that when they see that they have to keep doing this ECT over and over and over again.
That's right.
But anyway, the article followed this lady that was a
therapist herself.
Clinical psychologist.
Right.
And so she'd gone through all the gamut, and I think that's exactly why she had the problem. You see, these people are the very first ones to use their own therapies, unfortunately. And maybe it started with something like... couldn't sleep at night. And so they would take something to help them sleep. But the drugs that are on the market that help you sleep actually deprive you of the kind of sleep you need, which is the REM, the rapid eye movement, which is so necessary in the sleep pattern. That's what helps you sort out all the things that happen during the day and eliminate all those things that are totally unnecessary from your memory. That's what the body does during your sleep phase, is it rearranges all the data that went in and just eliminates that which is unimportant and keeps that which is important. And without that, we get really clogged up brains. And so by taking sleeping pills, then we actually compound the problem because we don't get that REM. And then we get more
clutter,
and which means that it's harder for us to sleep because we're so cluttered and nervous. And so then from that situation, then you get a condition of anxiety. Well, of course you have anxiety. You've got all this clutter in your brain. And so they'll give anti-anxiety herbs. I mean, herbs, what am I saying? Anti-anxiety drugs. And they also interfere with the sleep pattern and such, you know. And then from there, getting so imbalanced that way, then a person's could get hypertension. And then they'll have to give drugs to control that, which then also can interfere with the sleep patterns. And then being imbalanced can bring on a depressed state. And then when they start giving antidepressive drugs, then we really mess up the system. And then we get thoughts like this lady says in her article that she was getting. And those kind of thoughts aren't natural thoughts. Those are thoughts that are created from these drugs.
That's right. She was talking about suicide,
yeah,
and killing her own children, because how would her husband be able to explain it to him? And just very, very far-reaching problems here. And it talks about, on this other article on the same page, it talks about the therapist that went through this also. And she says just before it went, as she was, you know, on the table or whatever it was, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
She has some thoughts going through her mind, and she says, you know, the her fellow professional that was doing this for her asked if she had any questions, and she tells him very calmly that between the reading material and that he provided and the discussions, she felt prepared. She says, however, on the inside, I am screaming. How do I know you're not going to fry my brains? What if the machine short circuits? What if your hand slips and you push the dial too far? What if I totally lose my memory? What if I die? I conclude that he probably has no answer to these questions, so I spare him the hysteria.
Isn't it interesting how people will spare their therapist, their doctor, the hysteria when they're suffering it themselves?
That's true.
Do you know, no one better than someone in the profession to ask those type of questions? You know, because the reason they ask those type of questions is those exactly are the things that could go wrong.
That's right. Yeah,
they really could. Now, there could be a fault in their equipment. I mean, there's a lot of different things that could go wrong. But even if everything's right, the therapy's still wrong. You know,
why place yourself in that danger? That is such a dangerous thing.
Yeah, I realize that they see results with this, but the only reason they see results with it is because the therapies they've done before have caused the situation. So here we've got an extreme therapy that is administered because of their actions in the past. It's like Dr. Kervalkin, okay? The medical profession does everything they can, you know, which is wrong, and messes people up more and more and more to the point they've got them so messed up they can't survive. It's just an intolerable life, and so they offer the ultimate solution.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just take your life for you. That, I hope state legislatures aren't fooled by medical lobbying, and that they realize that the problem is created by the medical profession in the first place, and so you don't give them one more license to make up for their mistakes by killing the person off. See, they finally cured the disease, didn't they? They finally cured the disease by wiping out the patient.
Well,
I hope the state legislature never, ever allows the medical profession to go ahead and start taking lives. Now, I honestly believe that it's people's own right, but it's not the right of the medical profession to make up for all their mistakes by killing somebody off. Okay, enough of that. Any rate, what do we do?
Well, yeah, that's exactly my next question. What do we do instead of ECT? What do we do instead of the antidepressant drugs? What do we do instead of, and you know, your dad had a lot of good information. As I went back through and read some of his newsletters about nerves and how he was treating people, it sure makes a lot more sense than this shock treatment. And I have to call it shock treatment because I don't care what name they put on it, it's still the same thing.
Right. Well, instead of shock treatment, what we do are the same things we've done for centuries, and they work very well. The herbs that are used for these conditions of depression, well, if they were used in the first place, you'd never get to the point of depression. See, when you start getting a little anxious, you know, a little anxiety, you know, a little this, start taking the herbs then, and you'll never get into a depressed state. But once you get into the depressed state, there's nothing better than the herbs to help out anyway. Like we mentioned in the very first, the problem first stems from a lack of sleep. And there's nothing better than herbs for helping to sleep. I'll tell you, valerian and hops and vervain and these herbs are really, really good for that.
I know your sister was telling us about when, you know how sometimes you go to bed and your mind keeps racing or you just can't settle down and get into sleep. And she was telling us about how she used the B&B extract. She just takes a couple of dropperfuls of that, and it just calms her down enough that she can get into a good night's sleep.
Right.
And that's such an easy combination. That's such a little one and easy. It's easily overlooked. Did you know how your dad came up with that combination?
Why don't you go ahead and tell us?
Okay. I'm reading through these newsletters, it's so fun to read back through these and be reminded of things that I had forgotten. But he was working with a chiropractor, had a son that was 12 years old, and he had epilepsy, and all of the things that your dad had used on other epilepsy patients just didn't seem to work with this kid.
And he was very successful with epileptic.
Yes, he was. He used things like cleaning the bowels, doing all the things we've always been talking about, the internal cleansing programs, cleaning out the bowels, cleaning out the liver, working on the bloodstream, the whole bit.
And using antispasmodic herbs.
Anyway, nothing was working on this 12-year-old little boy. And so he went to his office. Let me just read this because he says it so well. One night I sat alone in my office after all my patients had left for the day, wondering why I was not getting the results with this boy as I had with others with the same condition. I realized that I needed help, and so I prayed earnestly that something could be done for this child. And after some time of praying and meditation, an idea for a formula of herbs for nerves came to my mind. I quickly wrote down blue cohosh, black cohosh, blue vervain, skullcap, and lobelia in a 90-proof tincture. I immediately went to the lab we had in the back of the office and made up the tincture with this formula. When this formula was given to the epileptic boy patient, there was an immediate reaction, and before long he showed great improvement. It is an easy, small combination that is easily overlooked by so many people and works so well.
You know, and it's interesting that this same combination, you know, it was put together for these motor nerves, and it works for so many other different things, too. We find that it works real nice for earache, dropping it in the ears for earache.
Along with the oil of garlic, it really does.
Yeah. And then, like we said, it works really good for sleep, to help somebody sleep. Now, just recently we had a very, very interesting case of Tourette syndrome.
That's the barking.
Yeah, it's a very rare condition where the person barks, and they have a lot of involuntary actions and things, you know.
Or tics. And
tics, they call them. The drugs, of course, were not doing a thing. Anyway, this is about a 12, 13-year-old boy?
I think so.
Yeah. And the mother was just crying because the condition was intolerable. You know, and they have this, this sounds really strange, but they have these episodes of involuntary foul language. They just spout off all this foul language. It's something that's uncharacteristic for them. But they just do it, and that's part of the syndrome. Well, at any rate, basically what the little boy did was that the mother, I guess, helped, but she put like 4 drops of the B&B in his ears, at least twice a day, both ears, and then 2 dropper full of the extract orally 3 times a day. and then a dropper full of the extract rubbed into the back of the neck, just into the back of the neck, on an hourly basis. So every hour of the day, they'd rub this dropper full of extract in the back of his neck. And for this incurable disease, and this is one of these incurable ones that the medical profession considers, they can placate it, but they can't really take care of the problem. What was it? It was less than a month. They had 75% remission in all symptoms.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And
it's amazing that it would work that quickly also. Because, you know, usually we say it takes a long time for the body to get into this condition where we need to reverse or help it to rebuild. And it usually takes a while for the body to rebuild itself and to revitalize itself. And this worked in less than a month. It was amazing.
Hmm. One of the other things we find in these conditions that happens is that the nerve sheath, the protective coating around the nerves, tends to wear out and deteriorate. And it's just like an electric cord. You know, you plug a lamp into a socket, and you know that electricity is going to go down the cord and light that light up. Well, if the protective rubber coating is taken off of that line, you don't know where those impulses are going to go, especially if you're holding on to the cord. They're probably going to go into you. Well, same thing with the body. These protective coatings, this nerve sheath, is diminished and deteriorated, we don't know where those impulses are going to go. And maybe that's where some of these tics and things come from, you know, and involuntary actions. And when somebody is really, you know, at their wit's end, doesn't it seem like the protective coatings are gone and they're just uncontrollable? Well, so one of the things we want to do is help to repair that sheath. And so hand in hand with this particular formula is another combination, which would be using horsetail and oat straw, his calc tea formula. And that provides a lot of those basic building blocks that are necessary to repair the nerve sheath, particularly silica. We also know that, the body needs a whole spectrum of nutrients, and so the vital herbs works fantastic. We always seem to use that vital herbs, and it works as a catalyst and a nutritive so well. It works so well in any situation. So,
I think that's right. And then also, in addition to that, your dad's Relaxes combination.
That's right. That's another really good one, and even that itself. Just the Relaxes has helped a lot of people.
It really has.
Problems.
It really has. But, you know, we have to remember, in addition to all this, you can take all the herbs, but if you're putting junk into your body, still on a daily basis, it's going to be a lot harder for these herbs to get through and revitalize. You need to eliminate the junk and start eating like adults.
Now, this clinical psychologist that went through the ECT programs, do you think she changed her diet?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too, because they don't believe that diet has anything to do with it. And just that itself may have kept her from having to go through electroconvulsive therapy. You know, giving up the Coca-Cola and the Twinkies and the ding-dongs and the candy and the white bread and all these things that people think are so important. You know, it's interesting, you know, everybody seems to, you talk to them about good diet, and you know, oh, I have a good diet, you know.
Everybody seems to eat better than you and I do.
But I like to just go slumming over at the grocery store, you know.
And
I'm
slumming.
Like, yeah. I like to just watch people, you know, and see what they're putting in their baskets and see what their baskets look like, you know. And I don't see how anybody can survive on what people buy.
You know, I hate to go to the grocery store because if I see somebody there, they try to avoid me so I won't look in their basket. and I don't want to make an enemy, so if I happen to run into somebody, I try to always look right into their eyes so I don't peek in their basket and see what, you know, so they don't feel embarrassed. But it's interesting, you're right, there's a lot of garbage in the grocery store that a lot of people like to buy.
Yeah, and that's what they seem to end up getting. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, when we go, it's usually mostly produce and some other things. And
that's true. And paper towels.
You know, most people have like one or two things of produce and then everything else that's canned and packaged and prepared commercially. And what we're saying is that probably the best route for improving conditions would be to go back to eating produce. So what we ought to do is spend all of our money in the produce section and forget about the cans and packages and all the processed foods, and let's get back to basic nutrition with produce, yeah.
That's true.
And stick to whole grains and things, and these conditions will improve. There's no need for Prozac. There's no need for electric convulsive therapy. There's no need for all these things that really disrupt the system and actually make things worse in the long run. Yeah, they're going to get some immediate effect right off the bat, but gee, you damage people's brain cells, and yeah, you're going to see an effect. And that's exactly what happens.
It's the side effects that you have to deal with that are so hard.
Yeah, or you cut the front of the brain off from the back of the brain, and definitely you're going to see some changes. You know, because then people won't care so much about their problems.
Exactly.
And I think the thing we need to do is just get back to the basics of life. You know, living the golden rule, obeying, you know, commandments, whatever church you belong to, at least do what you're supposed to do, and live laws the way they're supposed to be lived, you know. Be good citizens, be good family members, have good relations, eat good food, get plenty of sleep. Sleep's the most important thing, and get some good exercise.
You know, sleep is really, that's proven true to me, because I finally, Monday was a holiday, and I slept in for the first time in a long time, and I felt so much better just getting extra sleep. It was interesting.
And besides sleep, I love the story, as far as exercise is concerned, about the man who said, they said he was going to have to go on Prozac because he was not right, you know, and he was chemically imbalanced, and so the only way that to resolve the situation was to balance him up with Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what he did instead?
What?
He bought a bicycle.
Oh, got some.
Sold his car, bought a bicycle, and everywhere he went on his bicycle. And you know what? He cleared himself up just by getting some exercise.
It's amazing.
So those are the things we need to do. Good natural things. Exercise.
Common sense things.
Exercise. Sleep.
Nutrition.
Good food. Good water. Baths are so soothing. You know, wouldn't it be better to just spend some time in a nice, soothing bath than to take some drug? You know, wouldn't it be better just to take some time off? Spend some time with the kids. Forget about work. You know, if it takes quitting your job, hey, quit your job. Do something that isn't so stressful in your life. But chemically imbalancing your system with drugs and then, of course, electroshock therapy isn't the answer. Never will be. What the answer is living a good, sound life. Enough said about that?
I think we've talked it to death.
Okay. Here. We will now open up the phone lines.
The number is 224-1400. If you're in Salt Lake and you can hear us, it's 570-1400. It is not a toll call, so you can call and hang on the line until we can get to you, because it's on our dime. Well, I should say Bob's dime. And you can call, and it's not toll. It's a toll-free call, so you won't have to worry about running up a phone bill. But, you know, before we get into that, let's quickly talk about the classes that are coming up this week.
Okay.
And hang on the line. We'll get to you in right just a minute. This week we're...
Is life-saving.
You mean you can make it yourself?
You probably could. You probably could, but boy, down at the health food store, they've got it so it's like made in wooden containers, and it's got the mother in it, which is the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is so natural, and it's a natural product. And it's raw, unfiltered, and all these types of things, and those are really nice products.
So I understand you use it on the outside and the inside and for cleaning and...
Oh, yeah. You know, sore, inflamed joints. Boy, apple cider vinegar is great.
Inside and outside?
Oh, inside, definitely. Dr. Christopher took it on a daily basis. He always took his vinegar.
How much, and does it have to be with honey?
It doesn't have to be, but the way he took it was he took a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and I think a teaspoon of honey and mix it in some hot water and drink it down.
Uh-huh. You usually put cayenne in there, too.
Well, he put his cayenne in also.
Oh, before meals, with meals, after meals?
He always took it like first thing in the morning.
Just once?
He might have taken it more than that, but I remember first thing in the morning he always had his little fix there.
And I suppose it helps digestion.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah. You know, we're supposed to have an acid situation in our stomach, and it does help with that, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I think that's probably a good idea. We ought to have a whole program on apple cider vinegar.
Maybe we could do that. I think that sounds like a good thing to do.
We ought to mention Spencer Masterson and his...
Wheatgrass Formula 7,
yeah.
Spencer Masterson is... doing really well, going around taking different classes, I know, in different places, and just recently got married and has a new wife that's helping him in his business, but he's got a really good product called Wheatgrass Formula 7, and he also has it designed for children as well as for adults. So if you want to start your youngster on a good formula that will help them, you might check into this one. In addition to the wheatgrass he has in the combination, he has wild yam, chlorella, sarsaparilla, cayenne, slippery elm, dandelion root, and some faux tea. And so it really is a good, well-balanced program.
And it sounds like a very good formula for hormone imbalances.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we have a nervous condition because of a hormone imbalance. And that would be a really great formula to do for a hormone imbalance, plus exercise. Boy, that one and exercise, I think you wouldn't have any of these mood swings.
I agree. And, you know, wheatgrass itself contains all the essential amino acids, plus 11 more. You know, that the body needs. And so, it really, and it's got 25% more protein than meat, fish, eggs, or any dairy products you could find. So it really is a really good formula to put together.
Sounds to me like a sensible way to balance your system out.
Exactly.
Oh, let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I have two quick questions.
All right.
You were talking about the B&B extract.
Yes.
For sleep, to help sleep. I've had a large family. I've had interrupted sleep for many years, and I cannot, now that there are no more babies, I cannot sleep through the night. It's been years. I don't have a sleep pattern at all. I wake up all night long, and I don't want to take drugs for this, but it's really difficult. What would you suggest to help me get a sleep pattern?
Well, first of all, I'm not a doctor and can't really help you with a personal problem like that. And Fawn's not a doctor, but we can talk about sleep patterns and what things we would do for sleep patterns rather than say, well, you take this. Is that okay?
Sorry, yes.
Yeah. And so I think one of the first things we do is that vital herb formula. Getting those basic nutrients in is really important. And you can't get it from vitamins and minerals that are manufactured and created from petrochemicals. Or even from chemicals derived from plants. These are in their wholesome state. And even though there's not as much of them in the product, they're all utilized. With your basic vitamin mineral, you're urinating out over 90% of what you're taking in. But that's the first thing I'd start with, is something like the vital herbs. Then I'd start on repairing those nerve sheaths. And so that Relaxes formula during the day, not at night, but during the day, and the calc tea formula during the day would be a nice thing to do as a tonic. And then the B&B dropped into the ears and then also taken orally in larger amounts seems to work very nicely. And then rub down the back of the neck, as we explained before. Even though you're not working on that same thing, that would be a really good thing for working on for sleep. I find that just before going to bed, chamomile or hops, or
celery also.
Celery juice. Oh, wow. Celery juice is really good. And the valerian. Fresh valerian for me works really, really good. So there's a lot of things that can help. Nutrition is one part of it. Exercise is another. And then clearing the brain out. maybe a nice little time devoted just to clearing the brain. You know, a couple of hours during the day devoted to nothing but thinking of nice thoughts and just totally getting away from family matters and everything else. Or just an hour a day. Just some time during the day to quiet meditation. I'll tell you, whenever I had problems of anxiety, I would just leave what I was doing and drive up in the canyon, and it was so peaceful and calm and beautiful. That's what I would do.
What about Bach flower remedies?
And you might look at those Bach flower remedies. They have those little sheets that you can go through and see some of the conditions that might exist and then take some of those. Those have worked real nice, too. Does that help?
Yes. I mean, wonderful ideas.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good luck.
Oh, boy. There's so many things to be done. You know, and I find that hydrotherapy is one of the best things. You know, just that nice, long, relaxing bath tends to calm things out. And you put some herbs in the bath, you know. Some of the herbs we talked about, we can put some hops,
right.
You know, we can put some chamomile in the bath water, and oh, that just relaxes
and
you.
And the aromatherapy that you get from the bath is greatly enhances the help also. You know, and we do this to ourselves, don't we?
We do.
We have such a fast-paced lifestyle in this day and age. Totally different than pioneer days and things like that. Even when we were children, our life is so fastly paced nowadays that we bring these conditions on ourselves, and we need to learn how to slow down and take time to smell the roses, I guess. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You know, another thing that seems to help tremendously is cold baths. You know, a one-minute cold bath or a one-minute cold shower. And we're talking all the way cold.
A full minute, huh?
We're not talking little cold or 30 seconds or whatever you can do. But we're all the way cold and a very, very cold, quick bath. Boy, it's so vitalizing, rejuvenating. It's wonderful. It really is. It helps me. It really helps me. Let's go back to phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. I recently have pneumonia, and I have been taking garlic and echinacea for infection. And I was wondering if there is a herbal combination, especially for the lungs.
There is, but you know, before we get to that, I find one of the best things for that situation for pneumonia is onions rather than garlic. Onions seems to work very, very well on the lungs. And we use it a couple of different ways. Number one, we would chop up the onions, put them in the oven at 350 degrees just for a real short time so that they get kind of a little bit slimy. We don't want them cooked, we just kind of want them to get a little bit slimy. Then we go and wrap that in gauze and put that right on the chest. Or we can put the onions directly on the chest after olive oiling the area. So you put olive oil on the area, get the onions, put them right on the chest. Of course, not 350 degrees hot, you know, we want to cool them down to room temperature. But we put that on, and boy, that is so good for pneumonia. Dr. Christopher never, ever lost a pneumonia case just using onions. Absolutely fantastic.
Pardon?
What does that do?
Boy, the exact way that works, I'm not sure. We do know that onions have antibiotic properties to them, and they're very stimulating and break up mucus and such. And just breathing those onions... Just breathing those onions is one of the best things, and you get that down in the lungs that way. Boy, that works good. And then, of course, eating onions works really good. The aromatherapy works very good for pneumonia. That Sensei product, it's got a lot of essential oils in it. Put that in a medicine tray of a vaporizer and breathe those fumes in. Or if you don't have a vaporizer, just put it in some boiling water. Or you can a double boiler works really good. You know, you put the one pan, you put the essential oils in that, and then the lower pan is the one that's got the water on. You put that on the heat, and boy, the aromatherapy comes up off of that. And you breathe those fumes in, and that really helps to open up and eliminate mucus out of the lungs. Then as far as herbally is concerned, they do have a really nice formula called Respiree that helps them break up mucus in the lungs.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, thanks for your call. You know, and that's what makes this show so.
You know that onion
works so well.
That onion poultice. I've talked about this onion poultice to a lot of people in our area because they've been going through this pneumonia, and we had a family that was moving, and their little baby was coming down with this pneumonia. I think she's 12, 13, 14 months old. And they were very concerned because they were packing up and leaving in just a couple of days, and here she was coming down with this, and they didn't want to have to deal with going to the hospital and trying to move and all this other stuff. So they put the onion poultice on her, and the next day they saw miraculous effects. It was just really good. She was up playing and just doing what she should be doing.
Yeah, and, you know, these herbs work very well for acute conditions like pneumonia. They work excellent, and you can see the results right away. You can see the
results. And it's simple.
Right, and it's simple.
Most people have an onion in their house, so...
Yeah, onions are very easy to get a hold of. So, we better get back to phone lines. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
My name is Jonathan Law, and I'm 14. Right now, I'm on my second day of my three-day mucus-less diet.
Good for you.
And last night, I had the cold cheek treatment.
Wow.
Wow.
See, my problem is my feet. They hurt real bad. I guess we didn't use enough Vaseline. Anyway, I put some BF&C on them. What else can I do?
That's probably about the best thing is to put BF&C and oil them down with olive oil and wheat germ oil and maybe some castor oil, and they'll clear up. But yeah, we do need to use plenty of Vaseline with that garlic.
Bandage them up or just put on socks or what?
What I would do is I'd get a pair of old socks that you really don't care about that are cotton, and I'd put the ointments on real thick, and then just go ahead and pull that sock on and just wear it like that during the day.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Jonathan. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Who did the cold sheet treatment for you?
My dad.
Your dad did, huh?
Yeah, he's in your classes with my mom.
Well, how did you fare? What did you feel during this time?
Wow, pain.
Well, that's good to know.
But you feel better now?
Yeah, I do.
Did that cold sheet feel good when they put that around you?
Oh, it felt so good.
Well, good for you. Well, we're glad that you called in. Thank you, and call in again.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, that's what's so neat. You know, you teach people how to do things, and they do it. And
they go home and experiment on their kids. Poor kids.
I remember going into the herb shop a while back. I was going in to get something for lunch, and one of the former students was there, you know, just getting all kinds of herbs. And she'd become like the herbalist for the neighborhood, you know.
It's neat, though.
It is. It really is. We ought to talk about the sponsor and then get back to phone calls.
Who's our sponsor? No, I'm just kidding. The Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springfield. And the person that wanted a champion juicer on Tradio ought to come down and check out our champion juicers.
Hey, they list for $269, and the Herb Shop always sells them. Every day, they always sell them at $199.
Brand new, never been used.
Never used, yeah.
And they're workhorses.
And they've got that 5-year guarantee, but it should be a 20-year guarantee because we've never seen anybody
have
a problem
with those.
They never wear out. They never do.
That's right.
Champion juicers. And they've got the Vitamix down there. And
the Vitamixes are coming in so well, and they're going out, too. People are starting to buy them. We can't live without our Vitamix.
It's a good machine. And that's what I make my garlic drinks up with.
And that's what I make our smoothie drinks up with.
Yeah, and it cleans very well. Back to the phone lines we go. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. If you were the person who had a chronic sinus headache, I know nutrition plays a great part in this. I've gone through a battery of two different kinds of antibiotics. And although it's not colored any longer, I still have headaches every day. And in the mornings, I wake up with them, and it's getting to be a real pain. It's been going on 3 months now, and I'd like to find something that will clear this up. I got left with it with allergies last year, and that's not happened before. So any help you can give me, I sure appreciate.
Did we try the horseradish?
I don't like horseradish.
I know, but boy, I'll tell you, horseradish is one of the very best things. You get down to Smith's or someplace that might have some fresh horseradish, get that fresh horseradish, grate it up on a carrot grater, breathe those fumes in, mix a little apple cider vinegar with it, eat it down. Boy, it's one of the best things that can be done for sinuses, absolutely positively, really.
Eat it.
You just have to be brave.
Yep.
Okay, so you mix the grated... fresh horseradish.
Yeah, when you grate it, grate it on the real fine grater, you know, like you do nutmeg or something, so that it gets really slimy wet.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you breathe in, and just take great big breaths of that.
Okay.
And you probably feel it right between your eyes, right where your sinuses are.
What did you say you mix it with?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, and then afterwards, go ahead and mix it with a little bit of apple cider vinegar and eat like a quarter of a teaspoon every couple hours during the day. Now, another thing, like we talked about before, that sensei, you know, you can put that into a double boiler and breathe those fumes as it comes off. Boy, that works really good for the sinuses,
okay.
Along with the lungs. And that sensei can be rubbed over the eyebrows.
Now, is this an oil?
It's an ointment. And it can be rubbed on the cheeks, below the eyes. And we'd even want to do it, like, behind the ears, under the jaw, and down the side of the neck.
Okay. And these pains have been so severe, it affects clear down into the jaw.
And, you know, one thing I tried is interesting. I took a quarter of a teaspoon of molasses, blackstrap molasses, and I melted it, thinned it out in some hot water, just about a fourth of a cup. And then when I got that all thinned out, then I went ahead and filled the cup up to full. And then I took an ear syringe, these little plastic rubber blue-bulbed syringes. I took one of those and I filled it up, and I just put it in my nostril, and I just squirted it right up my nose. And it went up and kind of cleansed out my sinuses, and that felt really good. It really did.
Okay, do you have a natural antibiotic that you would suggest?
Well, like we've mentioned on the program before, 4 cloves of garlic is equal to an adult dose of penicillin. And so we would take the 4 cloves of garlic, put them in a blender with some grapefruit juice, like 16 ounces of grapefruit juice, blend it up and just drink it down. And there's your better than dose of penicillin. Garlic works much better than penicillin.
All right. Hey, thanks. I appreciate your
help. Yeah, thanks for your call. Sinuses. Another thing that's really good for sinuses would be alternating hot and cold packs right on the front of the face, on the cheeks and on the forehead. Do hot and then cold and hot and cold and hot and cold and hot and cold, you know, and we're talking cold, like ice. In fact, if you can do it with water, water transfers the heat and cold so much better than a heating pad or an ice pack. If you can actually take the time and be in the shower and get really good and warm, you know, you don't want to burn yourself, but get it pretty darn warm, and just take that old shower head and just point it right at your face and just let it hit your sinuses, and then take it away and then put it all the way cold and right there on the face, you know, and alternate back and forth and do that for about a half hour. Hey, the wonderful thing for the sinuses. Another good thing for the sinuses are these vibrators, you know, any of these vibrators you can get, just put it right on the sinus area. On the cheek and up on the forehead, and I find putting it right on your nose and it causes you to sneeze, and boy, that gives us some relief on the sinuses. The reason I know so much about sinuses is because I guess I had some sinus problems. I do have some sinus problems. I didn't think I did because I wasn't really eliminating or feeling any real congestion, but in doing these therapies on myself, I found, hey, I'm really clogged up, and so I've with experience have seen that these things really work quite well.
Good to know about.
Yeah, got to mention the sponsor again, and we'll get back to phone lines.
Okay, the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springfield.
One thing we haven't mentioned for a long time is that really neat swirl machine up at the Orm store.
Well, you know, and when the weather is warm like this, that's when I like to go in and get a swirl. But this machine is one of a kind. There's no place else in the whole wide world that has a machine like the Orm
store.
They're
the only ones that have one.
That's right. And you go in there, you put fresh juice through the machine, it comes out, whips it around, and comes out just like a creamy ice cream. But it's just straight juice. It's amazing. No dairy whatsoever.
And, you know, one of the things about ice cream that people like is the smooth,
the texture
and the cold combined. And this machine does it.
It does.
To juice. You don't need any dairy at all. You don't need any soy at all. Just the juice. And it gets that creamy, especially if you put papaya with it.
Yes, that really works
papaya
well.
Papaya works really well. Do you know, I once had a fresh carrot juice smoothie.
Was it
not
good?
Not smoothie, swirl.
Swirl?
Yeah, carrot ice cream. That was a... Interesting. It was interesting. I can't say it was good, and I can't say it was bad. It was just different.
Interesting.
It was different. But the swirl machine at the Orem store, 160 South State. Let's go back to phone lines.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I needed to know what you would tell a lady who is 7 months pregnant, and her doctor is saying she has diabetes. She doesn't want to take insulin shots. What do you think you'd do?
Well, the thing is this something that, is this gestational diabetes?
I think so.
Yeah, well, see, it's going to go away after the pregnancy's over anyway, and I'd hate to get hooked on insulin. But the thing is, if the baby's deprived, that's a real problem, and if the mother's deprived of these nutrients and things. And so what we would do is a lot safer than maybe taking insulin would be this local juniper that grows in the mountains. Locals called it cedar berries. Boy, that works really good, and there's been studies done in at a university in Spain showing the benefits of juniper in blood sugar regulation. So before I went to something drastic like taking insulin, I would try something natural, you know. I'm sure it's not a life-death emergency situation, and I'm sure the body's still producing insulin, just not in the sufficient quantities it's necessary. And gestational diabetes occurs. It does. And in most instances, it goes away after the pregnancy, unless you do something like take insulin.
You know, one good thing for this young mother-to-be would be to grow up and eat like an adult, too.
Really. That always helps. It really does.
Pardon me?
She's been doing that for the last 5 months.
Good okay. for her, because diet is such an important part of this, and you need to start on good juices, vital herbs to get the nutrition in, cleansing the body as well, the Naturalax too, the Fennel B combination would be excellent, because this body probably needs a good cleansing.
One of the worst things in pregnancy is constipation, and so if that's relieved, that's a step in the right direction. And that vital herbs work so fantastic. It really does. And the cedar berries can be found in a formula called Pank Tea.
Okay.
And fenugreek. Studies in India showed fenugreek works for blood sugar regulation and in getting the body to make more insulin. And I would maybe even think about some hydrotherapy right over the pancreas area on the left side of the body, you know, directing the shower head right towards that area. I would do things like that. I do a lot of natural things prior to doing something like insulin.
Well, that's what we're looking for.
Because we certainly don't want to make it a permanent situation, because gestational diabetes does go away after the pregnancy's over with.
Okay, and what if the mother's mother and the grandmother and the great-grandmother all had it?
Well, one thing we have to realize is that people are predisposed to conditions, but it takes a combination of being predisposed and environment to set something off. And so if in the past we haven't been living the right lifestyle and eating the right foods and things, then we've created an environment for that predisposed condition to take place. It can. One of the things that we have to do is we've got to stay away from dairy products.
No problem.
Absolutely, positively, yeah. And another thing that we can do to protect the system would be to make sure the intestinal flora is up and active, because if proteins get through that natural protection, that itself can harm the pancreas, because the proteins, the unbroken down proteins, if they happen to pass through that intestinal wall, will go to the pancreas and join with those beta cells, and then the body's own immune system will destroy it.
Hmm. Well, are there any places to read about this? To treat it more naturally than...
We have a newsletter that's called Pancreas Panacea, I believe. And you might call publications 489-4254, and they'd be able to send you that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Yeah. You don't want to make a condition worse. You don't want to be without the nutrients, and that's one of the problems. If you don't have insulin, you can't utilize glucose. And so that's a dangerous condition. But I would try a lot of natural things before I try something that might put you into full-blown diabetes.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you want to avoid.
You know, you can take someone that has no problems whatsoever and
make them a diabetic.
Give them insulin and make them a diabetic. Yeah. Insulin has been life-saving. I'm glad that it was discovered. But you always want to do something natural first to see if you can resolve the situation. And there are a number of herbs out there that have been effective. Another one's Gurmar. Gurmar is an interesting herb. You take that herb, you put it in your mouth, swish it around, swallow it, and for the next 20 minutes, you can't taste sugar.
Nothing tastes sweet to you.
Well, this is what's amazing about it, is refined sugar you can't taste. So you eat a chocolate bar or something, you know, and all you can taste is the bitter. You can't taste the sweet.
Hmm.
So a very sweet candy bar, after eating Gurmar, you wouldn't be able to taste the sugar. But fresh fruit, you can taste the sugar in fresh fruit. Not a problem.
Oh,
so it only works on like refined sugar. It must
so
be some kind of a block, and if your body can't recognize it, your body can't use it. And so what they're thinking is that it might block sugar from getting in the system, which is an interesting thing. And also, they found that the Gurmar, like the fenugreek and like the cedar berries and blueberry leaves, and a number of other different herbs, actually do have an effect on the pancreas and help the body to produce more insulin.
Interesting things.
Yeah. Boy, it looks like we're just about out of time.
Yes, we are.
Let's take one more call.
Okay,
and,
make it real
quick.
Fast.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. A pinched nerve. I've been going to the chiropractor, but I have a pinched nerve in my arm. It doesn't seem to be going away.
Now,
after
the chiropractor works on it, does it have relief for a while?
I'm sorry?
After the chiropractor works on it, is there relief for a while?
No, in fact, it seems to get a little bit worse.
Hmm. Okay.
Good. Maybe one day that isn't good. And
okay. We'll talk about pinched nerves real quickly. Thanks for your call. Okay. Basically, what we'd want to do is fresh cayenne deep heating balm and BF&C right on the area.
Exactly.
Would be good. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about
and water therapy.
And water therapy, yeah. We'll talk about pinched nerves next week on the program. Boy, did we cut it short. It's been a great program, and it's because of great calls. Now, the callers are what make the program. Remember about the herb shop and 160 South State Norm and 188 South Main in Springville. Until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.